Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss questions, issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. Today in our studio, we have with us a very special guest, an educationalist, Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you
a
for
very
inviting
warm
me
welcome.
Here. It's a great pleasure for me to be here.
It's an honor to be with you, sir. Well, Dr. Alavi, we have been discussing about the self-confidence in children, and you helped us with the fact that what are the signs that could tell parents that does their child have enough self-confidence or is it lowered? Now you were telling us about the things that lower the self-confidence in a child.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. We started our discussion with the self-confidence, what is self-confidence, and what are the signs of a kid or a child who has enough self-confidence. Now, slowly, we moved to the factors that actually cause lack of self-confidence or cause self-confidence to be weakened, to get weakened. We talked about the sense of feeling unworthy. That is, the kid automatically, based on his intellect, understand that he actually done something in a lower level in comparison with others or with the other kids at the same age of him.
Yeah.
So he finds and he understands that, okay, there is a poor function that actually brings a sort of, let's say, weak judgment of the parents or the guardians. So we as parents have to be very careful in case our kids are doing something poorly. We should not actually object them or, let's say, contact them very harshly.
Yeah.
So we have to be very cautious in these issues. So you might say it's very difficult to see that every other kid is improving and my own kid is actually lagging behind in some areas. So we have to know that the abilities and capabilities of people are different.
Yeah.
We know that there are some famous scientists that, I mean, they have been even dismissed from the school, but they have done great works in
their
history.
But they have been scientists.
Sorry?
But they have been scientists. Yeah.
I don't know if it is good or not to mention about Einstein, that he was even dismissed from the school sometime, and he had no place to go except the graveyard where her mother was buried there.
Yeah.
You see? So in case
We also have Rabindranath Tagore in India, who wrote the national anthem, and he was failed more than 10 times in his 10th class.
Definitely.
So
we have to know, I mean, as parents, about the differences between different age groups, and even in the same age group, we have to know about the capabilities and abilities of different kids and children.
Yeah.
And we should not judge all of them based on one criteria. Let's see, for example, in case he's doing poorly in, let's say, sports, to see, or for example, in football, let's check if he's exactly the same way in let's say, tennis or other, let's say, branches of sports or no.
Yeah.
So these are the questions that we have to actually have in mind and be careful not to act in a way that the kid understand what is in our mind. And he, as I said earlier, he definitely understands what is going on in our minds. I mean, he or she.
All right. So even you're trying to tell us over here that even if you as parents feel like I'm done with my child, I have no hope left now, or you're not able to understand about his next capabilities, you should not show that hopelessness to your children.
Definitely.
Because they understand. Well, we'll discuss more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay with us. Mm-hmm.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Dr. Ali Alavi, and we are talking about self-confidence. So, Dr. Alavi, you were helping us with the things that actually lower the self-confidence in children.
Let's move to second element or factor that I want to mention on what weakens the self-confidence in children is that increased functional pressure. We, in our societies, we see usually on the kids or children of 10 and over, usually teachers, parents are expecting even more, let's say, actions or let's say innovations from the kids.
Yeah.
So they try to start comparisons with others. Let's see, I mean, the other kid who is only 12 years old or 2 years younger than you is doing blah, blah, and you are still lagging behind in, I mean, this single issue, in this single case. As I said earlier, we have to be careful.
Or sometimes there's the reverse case.
Mm-hmm.
Parents actually compare, he's younger than you and he's doing more than you.
Yeah, exactly. The same way, I think this is the same case. Because, I mean, the kid is 14 years old, but, I mean, the subject that he's being compared to is 12 years old, right?
Yeah.
So they said, okay, he's younger than you and he's doing too much thing and you are still lagging behind in this issue. So we have to be, as I said earlier, in comparisons, we have to be very cautious. We have to have too many elements in our minds. Okay, sometimes even you do not compare. You said, okay, you do not compare with any kid as his own or her own age, but you say, okay, this book has been written for a student of, let's say, 12 years old. What's wrong with you that you cannot understand and you can analyze and you can learn whatever is in this book? So actually you're making a comparison with a higher group of students who are, for example, studying, I mean, for a group of students who have 12 year old, right?
Yeah.
So we have to be cautious. These kind of, let's say, comparisons or analysis, analogies actually destroy the personality of the kid. So on the other hand, we should not, I mean, exaggerate on giving too much personification to the student or to the subject to ruin him from the other side. Okay, it's okay. You cannot learn it. It's your right. No problem. The book is, I mean, useless. We have to be careful. We have to find some other way to make him interested on that subject or to make him understand that.
Is very, very important that you, at the same time, you're not comparing and at the same time, you are not telling him that this book or other thing that he's not capable of.
You're not
is
blaming
useless.
The student.
You're
nor
balancing,
the,
basically.
Yeah,
things.
Exactly. So, yes, it's true that, for example, maybe the subject was not supposed to start here. So, since last year you had some problem, let's say, in going to school in some certain days, I think this refers to that. I think we have to compensate for that. So, we have to, let's say, take some tuitions or, I don't know, find some other way to learn this. I think your cousin can learn you, can teach you this part of the book even better than me because I am not that, let's say, professional teacher to teach you or to learn you this part of the lesson or this part of, I don't know, story, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So these pressures, as I said, usually increase in the ages of 10 and above. So we as parents, again, we have to be careful. If it is going to start to be damaged and destroy and destroyed, I think it will affect the life of the kid in the future.
Yeah, we'll discuss more on the topic after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us. يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي
الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, Honor your children and teach them good manners. يا مقضي الخيرات يا
مقضي الخيرات Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Dr. Ali Alavi, and we are discussing about self-confidence and how we can boost that in children. Well, before we can talk about how we can boost it, Dr. Alavi has helped us a lot to know about how we actually destroy it unconsciously. Dr. Alavi, before going to the break, you told us that it's very, very necessary for parents to create a balance rather than comparing your children. You can introduce a role model, you can tell them different ways how to learn, but not compare.
Yeah, we have been saying that we are going to understand what elements actually strengthen the self-confidence. But since sometimes تعرف الأشتاد بعض ضادها, that is, sometimes some issues are we can get some familiarity with some concepts when we know their opposite side. So we started to learn first what actually decreases the self-confidence first. Then, inshallah, we'll focus on, and inshallah.
Yeah, doctors, before curing a disease, try to go back to its causes. What caused this disease, basically?
Definitely. And then, inshallah, we shall focus on the treatment and whatever strengthens the self-confidence.
Yeah.
The next point that I wanted to mention, which is just somehow related to the first two, that is to the feeling unworthy, and second, and the pressure of the increased functional pressure, is the understanding of the dissatisfaction of the parents. When parents actually, as I said earlier, will show their pressure on the kid and their subjects.
And the child will feel like
the
I
child
have
now comes
you.
To feel it, because he will show a sort of change in the behavior of the teacher or the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Because as I told you earlier, the kids or subjects or children, our sons or daughters, are very smart. We should not actually underestimate them.
Yeah.
They are really smart. Yeah, I mean, I have many stories about the smartness of the kids in these ages, but since the time actually does not allow us to even focus on those issues, I think I have to ignore and escape those stories. Some of these stories might even change our mindset about what, let's say, power our kids even have at the time of breastfeeding, you see? So we said that at this time, they understand the dissatisfaction of the parents from even their facial expressions.
All right.
You see? Then it is directly or indirectly, actually, it affects them in their own souls and in their own spirits. So it causes them to not to accept any risk to enter any, let's say, issue or event. So they'll try to make too many excuses in order to an action. While they are going to draw a painting, I mean, if you ask them, for example, to draw a painting, they might ask too many questions in order just to escape from that painting itself. Or when you want them to work on something, since he thinks that there is a possibility of him to be humiliated or to find another, let's say, facial expression from your side,
mm-hmm.
he or she will try to escape it and leave it for a later time, that even those times will never come.
Yeah.
You see? So this satisfaction, we have to be careful. Even we cannot tell lies with our facial expressions. So
exactly.
What is the solution? What should we do? We should really believe that if our kid is poor in one single aspect, it does not necessarily mean that he is poor in all different
other aspects.
Areas. So this is something quite clear, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted us these abilities. And
yeah.
For example, he has gifted you, for example, the power in math. And he has, for example, inspired me in learning literature well, and writing poems, right?
Yeah.
You see, so our abilities differ. So we have to know that this kid has some certain abilities, and we have to focus on those abilities and find and have the, let's say, the cleverness and smartness of finding those areas of his expertise and the area of his talent.
Yeah.
So this is what parents have to do with consulting with different counselors.
True. I remember a mother who went to a parent-teacher meeting with the hope that my child knows nothing. But in the after coming out of the parent-teacher meeting, she said, I never knew my son is like he has got different talents. Like in school, in that meeting, they were told that if your child is lacking in mathematics, just check out his abilities in drawing or painting or other things. And that way the mother realized, oh, wow, my son is much more talented than I Definitely. Ever thought about him. So that's how we actually, we ignore some fields, or maybe we never actually take them into consideration. Thank you so much, Dr. Alevi, for
You're
being
welcome,
with us.
Sister.
Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.